morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to West Valley Water District. We are having a special meeting this morning dealing with the budget. Today is Saturday, March 14th. It is approximately 10:02 a.m. in the morning. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live. We appreciate you all. As you know, with COVID-19, otherwise known as the coronavirus, we are very fortunate to have Facebook streaming as a way for our ratepayers and others who want to be involved to be able to view and participate with West Valley Water District and still be able to have social distancing, as they say. So with that being said, we want to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Vice President Crowther.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can everyone keep standing? I'd like to call Dr. Gerald N. Thompson, Sr., the senior pastor at San Bernardino Community Church.
Good morning, everyone. Before I pray, I want to just give you some words of encouragement here and those that are watching online in this area, in this time which we live in. A lot of people are in fear, a lot of panicking going on. But I'm encouraged by the Bible where it says that he will keep you in perfect peace for whose mind is stayed on him. So if we keep our mind on Jesus, we'll be all right. Let us pray together. We thank you, O God, for this opportunity that this body has, Lord, to do the business of civic engagement, of working with the people, working with the community, so that, Lord, that we can have that water that we need, that sustenance, that life, so that we can provide jobs, Father. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll grant wisdom to this body here this morning. I pray that everything that is done, Lord, will not be for personal gain, Lord, but to glorify and edify the kingdom and also to help the people that are in need. So thank you, Lord, for this group. Thank you for their decision making. Thank you for their sacrifice. And we ask for your presence. Help us to keep our minds on you, Lord. This is a difficult season that we're in, but Lord, it's nothing that you can't get us through. So bless us now. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Let everyone say, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Thompson. Next up is call to order, Miss Ashe. Thank you, Ms. Ashe.
Okay, Director Dr. Michael Taylor is absent?
Yes, he's not feeling well this morning. And, okay. Yeah.
Director Greg Young?
Present.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Present.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Present.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Present. Thank you. Moving on to the next, adopt the agenda.
I move the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Call for the vote.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. So, thank you. Before we move to presentations, I do want to notify everyone, whether it is our ratepayers, our staff here, board members, and other stakeholders, contractors, and so forth. West Valley Water District is taking action in the face of the coronavirus, otherwise known as COVID-19. We have a statement on our website which gives outlines our action plan and the steps that we're taking here at this agency and what we're doing to provide information in ensuring that your water supply is safe. First and foremost, I want to say at this point in time, your water supply and the water coming out of the tap is absolutely safe, and there is no issues with coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. I want to outline some of the actions that we've taken this week. First, during this week, the district had a safety meeting. All employees were educated on methods to avoid contracting the coronavirus. All employees, thanks to External Affairs and Scott and Cynthia, I know they went around to every single employee, made sure they got the West Valley hand sanitizer nice and handy, so everybody should have that. Two, district staff has placed hand sanitizers in all public areas of the administration building, at all workstations, rooms, et cetera. All small portable bottles were issued to all employees. Three, the purchasing department has placed an order for Clorox disinfecting wipes for all workstations so that all employees can keep their work areas sanitized. Four, ensure that janitorial services are increasing their frequency of deep cleaning. Five, adjusted meeting seating to promote social distancing for directors, staff, and the public. Six, live streaming of meetings is already occurring. However, the district is investigating systems to allow two-way remote communications and will implement one as quickly as possible. Seven, district is posting information on our website and have provided a link to the CDC. Eight, investigating the possibility to provide staff the flexibility to work from home. Nine, canceling or delaying non-essential meetings and events. If you don't know, this week we were supposed to be at Eisenhower High School, but because of the rush and what's going on with the coronavirus, we're here at our district. Also, it is with a level of difficulty for me to say this, we will have to postpone our Earth Day activities for this year. We definitely, I think over the course of the next 2 weeks, we can't do anything in regard to planning. And if at some time, once the social distancing recommendations are lifted, maybe we'll come back and look at it. But Earth Day is not gonna happen this year. With that being said, the first presentation we wanted to, is Daniel here?
He's not here.
I don't see him.
I think he thought the regular was not the special board.
Okay.
That's a hot mic.
That's a hot mic. Daniel, apparently, he was feeling bad last night, but he said he was going to make it. Mm-hmm. We were counting on that. Mm-hmm. But it's possible that
he's not making it this morning. Yeah. So this week in the, is it the finance subcommittee? This finance committee. Daniel Rodriguez, who is our contracted safety officer for West Valley Water District, gave a presentation and update on the work he's doing in regard to coronavirus and working with state and county and federal agencies to ensure that we're compliant and we are taking the appropriate measures. As such, Dr. Young invited Mr. Rodriguez to our meeting. It will likely be this Thursday, where he will give a formal presentation to our ratepayers and others and give updates on that.
Yes, that's correct. And just for the public to understand, Daniel is our contracted public safety officer, and so he sits in high places. For example, this week, he was downtown LA, three stories below City Hall, in a national meeting. Where people were invited of his stature to hear what the plans are for the next few weeks. So he warned us of the president's order before it happened. Mm-hmm. And there are other orders that we'll be following, mm-hmm, that he's privy to, and he's going to be educating us on.
So I know for the one of the things, the governor's order impacted us this week with, you know, everything with the social distancing. We're not having any meetings that are less than 250, that are more than 250 meeting people in attendance. That's why we're not having Earth Day. Another thing that we are concerned about here is just that, you know, we want to make sure that we are doing all we can to protect our employees. Mr. General Manager, are you staying up to date with the governor's guidance to agencies on these matters?
The answer is yes, and Daniel has provided a voluminous amount of information. And he's, for example, for us, he represents us with San Bernardino County, EEOC. Mm. He's getting constant updates from them, as well as, because he represents another agency in LA County, we're getting those updates as well.
Now, is there anything up to date that you need us as board members or anything to do at this point in time?
We need an emergency declaration. Mm-hmm. That is one of the things that he was going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to propose that this coming Thursday meeting, we declare a local emergency. Rialto just declared a local emergency. City of Rialto, mm-hmm, just declared a local emergency. What that does is it sets us up to receive funding for any activities that we have in terms of employee time related to the coronavirus. Any supplies that we buy, like right now, the hand sanitizers and things like that, mm-hmm, that's on us. Mm-hmm. But once we declare the local state of emergency, all charges will be charged to, federal funding.
What do we need to do in that regard?
We have a draft that we...
we'll probably put it on the agenda for Thursday, I'm assuming.
Well, but it's literally an emergency, so...
Yeah, but I think to the general manager's point, we have to declare R1 for our agency in order to be accessible to the funds that are being released by the state and federal government, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, why do we have to wait till Thursday?
Because it's not agendized for today.
But it doesn't, because it's the one of the things with the Brown Act, and even then when it's something that is an emergency item, that you have the ability to act. It doesn't preclude you to have to go to have to wait till it doesn't prevent us from having to wait till Thursday.
The resolution would go backwards.
We could backdate it.
You could backdate it to the time of, mm-hmm, the event.
Okay. So Mr. General Manager, can you look at what we need to do to put our executive order in place and take in the guidance of Director Greg Young and Director Dr. Clifford Young, and see what we can do and get something in working order maybe on Monday, yeah, and figure out. I know for the governor's order for the Brown Act that the rules for teleconferencing have been relaxed, i.e. this morning we had, I think our general counsel was on the phone as opposed to in person because he wanted to make sure he kept the social distancing. But, you know, as far as checking out what we need to do by Monday, if we could be able to have an executive order. So one, what would be the content of the resolution for the executive order? And then two, what we could do as far as if we needed to meet, whether we could do that via teleconferencing. I believe I read the governor's order, but just making sure that we could do something so where we could take some kind of action. And I do understand we want to make sure we're doing everything appropriately,
right,
but if we don't have to wait till Thursday, if we are permitted to do it via teleconference or Facebook or Zoom, I don't know, let us know.
Right. Okay, Daniel has prepared it according to guidance from the Office of State, mm-hmm, Office of Emergency Services, mm-hmm, so that way we've dotted all the I's and, mm-hmm, crossed the T's.
Right.
So we'll have that draft for you.
Yeah, and then on Monday, we may be able to have a emergency meeting where we're able to take action or adopt the executive order. We may be able to do that on Monday.
Okay.
But I just need you to check into it. Yes.
I don't know if it's working yet. I've served as an emergency coordinator, and I attended a lot of FEMA training in my past. We can physically, the board can declare an emergency today and formalize it by resolution Monday, Tuesday, at the next board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The critical thing is, as long as we declare the local emergency, because the longer we wait to do that, the longer it is we can start, capturing costs. And we can't backdate it, because we didn't declare the emergency.
Okay.
So if you do it today in this session, it'll be considered an emergency, and then the reimbursement occurs, down the line. It's not like we can spend the money and get it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to take some time. So.
Okay. Hold on. We have to get our general counsel on the line.
Just to confirm.
Just to confirm. I'm not in disagreement and whatever we can do to get this situation addressed. Can you put it on speaker? Or I don't know if we. I think they have to let them know. Mr. General Counsel, you are on speakerphone.
Hey, just let you know that you are on speakerphone on the dais.
On the dais.
The governor has relaxed the requirements for the Brown Act. They have not completely eliminated it. So, the city of Baldwin Park did the same thing 2 days ago. And what we did was we called a special meeting, and the mayor declared an emergency. However, we did post it, and we did not do it 24 hours notice. We didn't have enough time for 24 hours notice. So we did post it at the city hall, and we sent it to the newspaper and did all that. But then we just went ahead with the meeting. So my answer would be that I still think you do need to post it. I think you have to make an effort at posting it. I don't think you can just have a meeting and in the middle of the meeting say, we're gonna declare an emergency, even though it wasn't ever posted or even attempted to be posted. So I would not do that. I would hold a special meeting, and do it there.
Right, but Robert, the thing is, just so we can make sure we get it done, on Monday, if we were to have that special meeting, could we do it via teleconference if the board members could show up, but we could do it and still have quorum if a member, for whatever reason, job, whatever other reason, couldn't make it, we could still have teleconference and they could still participate and we could adopt our motion.
Yeah, well, don't we have the power to call
that? That is correct. The governor has
meeting?
Expressly relaxed and waived the requirements to appear telephonically pursuant to the Brown Act. So, everybody could appear telephonically. They would not have to post where they're at. They would not have to be in a public place or any of the other things that would normally be required if you were going to call in. So the answer to your question is yes. All of the board members can call in, and you can have a quorum via telephone.
Okay. Greg, Director Young just brought up a great point that can't we just have a emergency or special meeting at the conclusion of this meeting?
Call an emergency meeting?
You could do
meeting?
That. If you wanted to add an emergency item with a 4/5 vote, you could add that to your agenda on an emergency basis. You could do that.
How does the 4/5 work if there's not 5 of us here?
Well, there's still four of us.
How many of you are there?
Four.
Has to be all four of you.
Okay.
Okay. So,
and then just have Peggy type up something and we'll post it just, because we had to post it anyway.
Okay.
Well, no, if you're going to do an emergency item, you don't have to post it. That there's no requirement to post an emergency item.
So all we need to do is get a motion right now?
Yes.
You would need a motion to declare a local emergency at the water district.
I will make a motion that we amend the today's agenda to add that item to it.
Yes. So, Peggy, yes, so just so we make sure, Director Greg Young made a motion to add the emergency item regarding coronavirus and declaring it in a local emergency.
Correct.
All right. Seconded by Dr. Clifford Young. So, any discussion?
No.
All right. Call for the vote.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes.
All we did was add it
to the agenda.
President Hawkins, if I may, for just a moment.
Yes.
Also, everybody, when you declare an emergency like that, the district can now be reimbursed for all of the actions they take regarding that emergency. So Everybody should keep track of their time, keep track of any expenses, keep track of anything they're doing, so that we can try and get reimbursed from the state and federal government. That's one of the important reasons for why to declare a emergency, is so that we can get in line for funding. So please keep track of everything and any time and any cost or expense that we're incurring.
To Robert and the board, we discussed in a meeting that we had on preparing for this that a special GL code, general ledger code, will be created so that we can track all costs and therefore turn those costs over to the state and federal government.
Okay, okay. Now that we have voted to add it for our item, we'll just have it as a
item two.
Okay, with that being said, thank you. Just keep him on the line.
Just turn on, turn on his mic.
Well, I mean, do we need him for the budget discussions?
We don't. Generally, need him. I would say no, but we're going to come back to item number two.
Well, we can skip one and go to take two. Take him out of order.
Make the motion now.
Yeah.
Since we've added it to the agenda.
Okay. To make it item number one.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we need?
Or we just skip it to item two? And
we can just skip to item two. We're just going to item two, which is our emergency declaration regarding the coronavirus.
I so move.
Second.
Okay. Notice discussion. So we're call for the vote.
So. Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. Now, with that being said, we're going to take that up as the first item for discussion. What do we need to include in the emergency declaration?
Daniel has that prepared as a draft.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, including putting the GL code, all of that. Again, it's prepared according to the direction of the Office of Emergency Services.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get that out to you. I'll contact him today and see how fast we can get that to you.
But now that we've declared the emergency, is there anything else that we need to do as a board?
We need to do a resolution, but the resolution can come
at the next Thursday.
On Thursday.
Okay. Cool. And so now that we've declared declared an emergency, there is no other action. Just again, we have updates on our website. Your water system is protected and clean. Our safety officer is developing a resolution. We have internal action plans we're developing an internal action plan for our staff, and that's where we are right now. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call 909-875-1804. Assistant General Manager Jeremiah Brzezowski and his team in customer service will have information relating to what we're doing for coronavirus and the status of the district's action to protect your water supply. And you can reach either Jeremiah Brzezowski or Nassim Farouk, who is our public affairs officer, at 909-875-1804. Any other communications or anything like that the public needs to know? Not at this time? Okay. All right, great. So with that being said, let's move on to item number, the mid-year budget.
All right, Robert, we'll call you back if you need anything. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, directors, you have before you and the public, there are some copies of the mid-year budget proposal in the audience. Peggy, you put those out?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And can we pull it up on the screen? So in summary, staff is requesting in your package, we were requesting $495,000. $750,000 in additional expenses. But because yesterday the Registrar of Voters sent us an invoice for they sent us an email saying that next week they will invoice us $198,000. We had budgeted $321 million based on based on their estimate when we started the process. So we're not going to spend that much money. So that money that we're not going to spend can reduce this $495,750 down to $123,000 to $372,750. The major need for an increase is legal expenses. We, last year as we prepared the budget, we were hoping that we would have less in the way of legal expenses. However, we're running at the same pace as the year before. So we're having to ask for more money for legal expenses. Plus, one of the things is we got some legal bills late from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know,
so
added.
This is an additional amount to what we approved the annual budget.
That would be an additional amount. Yes, that's correct. And then the outside treasurer, don't know how we missed that, but there's $31,000 for the outside treasurer. That's Clifton, Larson, and Allen.
Yes.
CLA. Mm-hmm. And then bank card charges. We had a lot of discussion about bank card charges last year, and our goal was to get away from that. The effort was started, and it was a complex matter to deal with, but staff is ready to come with a report in the next, where's Jeremiah? How soon before your report, a week or two?
You have a...
Well, we're going to... Okay. All right.
So yeah. He would come with a report in a week or two of what the proposed rate would be, and then having the customers pay that rate instead of the district. But for right now, we need $135,000 because it was a more complex issue to resolve than anticipated. So there were a lot of hurdles they ran into. So we'll have to pay the $135,000, but hopefully within the next few weeks we get this before the board and we won't have to pay those fees anymore. Customers will bear the cost for their choice of using a credit card.
So is this the charges that we pay for customers using their credit card?
That's correct. That's correct. And we were trying to avoid doing that. And so as soon as we get the staff report and the board reviews and approves the staff report, the staff had to come up, they had to go through historical charges and figure out a rate that we should charge. And there were some legal complications.
Let him finish because I have some questions myself about this whole, about where we are with this. So.
So the goal is not to have to pay this again. And that's why we took it out of the budget originally because we thought it was quicker and easier to do. Then professional consultants, that's external affairs. How much of this is for, I don't remember the numbers. I think $48,000, $50,000 is for paying for the website,
The website is, I believe, $50,000 or so.
Right. Yeah. And then after that, there's $25,000 and then a little extra to pay for PR consultants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll wait until you finish.
Mm-hmm.
And you all know me. I have lots of questions.
So that summarizes what the increases in the budget are. And even with this increase, we're still under last year's budget.
How much? Okay. So I want to go. I want to direct some. We're going to be directing questions at both the GM and the CFO?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You can go first, Dr. Young.
I just want to deal with your new request first, okay?
Yeah.
How much additional revenue do we have? You're telling me what you want to spend, but what about the revenue side?
Okay, on the revenue side, I'll let Ricky explain it, but we are taking in more money than we are spending.
Give me some numbers.
Yes. Hang on. Let me get there.
Because you're asking for about $370,000. Where does that $370,000 come, and how does it relate to our revenues increasing, or our revenues going down, or are they stable?
While he's looking that up, I'll make a statement. We found other places in the budget to that we're not spending money to offset this. So, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Like, we've offset other costs.
Mr. General Manager, if we would like to hear from the CFO at this point.
Are you with me, Andy?
Yeah, I am. I'm just trying to find a page here.
Ricky, I'm sorry. I apologize.
So let me just remind the board that I came on as CFO as of August of 2019, so the budget was already in place. Mm-hmm. And the request for new money is general manager's, not my request. We decided, we went through the budget, and that was the amount that was needed. So from there, I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
Our operating revenues, we budgeted $30,147,024. To date, we have received 72% of our revenues, and that equates to $21,749,000.
You said that was our total operating revenues?
Operating revenues.
Because on page 2, it says 27 million.
So I went down to page 31, and I'm going over the operating budget summary, where it says overall revenues.
Again, I'm just trying to follow along.
Yep.
So as
Wait, hold on. Let him. He was in the middle of answering. Let him, and then Gray,
right,
and then let him. Let him get his, let him answer the question.
So that revenue, again, to date is $21.7 million, which represents 72% of our budgeted revenue, and we have about $8.4 million remaining to collect, to receive.
Can I ask you a technical question if you can answer it?
Sure.
Where were we at the same point last year? Because our revenues tend to be very cyclical with the year. It's not uncommon for us to receive more revenues at this point. So how does this 72% fare versus prior years?
So I have to apologize.
That's why I say, yes. If you can answer it, because again, it's not unusual for us to be up because we go through August, September, and we rack up a lot of revenue for water sales because it's the hot time of the year, and then they dip in the winter. So, again, but where does this line up versus prior years? Are we ahead? Are we behind? That's, I think, what's probably a little more to Director Young's question. Are we ahead or are we behind where we normally are at this point?
And maybe General Manager can chime in on that.
We don't have that data in front of us.
Okay. Dr. Young, you have some additional questions.
So I don't have any revenue answer.
Say that again?
I don't have a revenue answer.
Not comparing to last year, you don't, but as of now, we have the current.
Let me tell you what I'm having initial difficulties with.
Sure.
Your request here versus whether we have the money to pay for the request. Have our revenues increased to the point that we can cover this additional $370-some thousand? Are we going in?
I will say that our revenues are in line with where they should be. Again, I wasn't privy to creating this budget from the initial stage, so I can't defend the revenue projections or budgeted. What I can defend is what we have received so far. Are we going to receive $8 more million over the next 3 months? I don't know. Okay. I can't answer that.
Well, Mr. General Manager,
Mr.
General Manager, what is your response to that?
If you look at page 31 of 31, And you look at the year-to-date through February.
31 of 31?
Yes,
okay.
Page 31 of 31. Mm-hmm. You look at the year-to-date.
The first column in the green, right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. First column in the green. You see that we've collected $21,747,000, but our expenses to date are only $17,391,000. So we can cover the $372,000 very easily. Based on revenue and expenses to date.
But what you're proposing here is that we're going to get $8.3 million in revenue and spend $8.5 in expenses on that column of what is remaining for the year, correct? And that's before you add the addition.
Right. Well, the thing is, our expenditures are running. This is why we're able to move money around the budget, because our expenditures are running less than what we budgeted.
So are you saying you're not going to spend all that?
We're not going to spend. I don't believe we're going to spend it. We as you see.
So where are additional areas where we can trim back?
There are additional areas we can look for.
Have we looked at the areas where we can take this request from, rather than adding it as an additional?
Well, mm-hmm. The answer is, as we went through the budget, the areas where we did not, where we were not spending money, but we knew we were having expenses coming, we left. So you might see a column where we haven't spent money, but we know the expenditures are coming. So.
Did you understand my question?
Yeah, we can look further. We can look
if
harder.
If you say that we will have excess money at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You're saying that?
We will have excess. We will have revenues greater than expenses.
Okay. Why don't you make your budget adjustments rather than asking for additional revenue, additional funding? You understand
Can you explain why you didn't want to do it that way?
So the additional funding, the reason we have to request additional funding is because this is over what the initial adopted budget is. So the board adopted a budget of revenues of 30.1 million and expenses of 27.1 million. The 323,000 that we are requesting will be in addition, so we are amending our budgeted numbers.
That wasn't my question. Let me repeat my question. If we are projecting now mm-hmm. that you're going to have excess money in your budget at the end of the year, mm-hmm. why do we need to put additional money in?
We were talking about that, but there was a reason why you didn't want to take it from the additional revenue.
Exactly. We don't know that this is projected, okay? So suppose it doesn't happen. Suppose we do not receive an additional $8 million. Where are we going to get the money from? Then we're dipping into our reserves.
Okay.
If you're okay with dipping into reserves, that's fine. I am not.
I didn't say dip into reserves. I said if your budget is in excess, why are you asking for more money in your budget?
But the budget is not in excess.
Well, the income is in excess of the expenses.
The GM said it was.
I'm saying the expenses are greater, smaller than
smaller the expenses are smaller, or less than revenues. Yes. However, we can't from an accounting basis and from government code, we cannot amend the budget. We cannot add funds to the budget unless the board approves it. Mm-hmm. And I see what you're saying. That we are projecting to have more revenues. So at the end of the day, at the end of June, when you have excess revenues or revenues are beyond expenses, the board should take some of that money and set it aside to reserves.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. And that's how you build for rainy day funds. At this point, we can't just say, okay, general manager and CFO is going to add $300,000 to the budget. And I know you're saying, well, yes, it's more, but that's cash basis of accounting, and we're not in a cash basis of accounting method here.
He was explaining some rules to me about on accrual accounting,
which is what we're doing. It's against government code to do that. Mm-hmm. So we need the board authorization to add these funds. If you don't authorize it, then we can't utilize it. We can't spend it. And what you're going to do is encourage the utilization of our reserve funds, meaning the amount that's going to be going into reserves will be less. And I won't do it because I will lose my job. And I'm just not going to do that. We just won't spend it.
So we had this discussion because my questions were similar to yours, which is, why not if we know we're going to have excess money? But he was explaining that from an accounting perspective, when we're doing accrual accounting, we had to do it this way.
In addition, when we're going into our audit shortly, when the auditors come in and they audit our books, that will be a finding. And I don't want any more findings.
Ricky, I have a question.
No. I hear your words, but I don't understand them.
I understand the concern, too. However, what is being explained based on the code and based on the practices makes sense to a degree. You can't just go in there and change it on the fly for the purposes of transparency and making sure our financial controls are in place. It is more... It seems intuitively appropriate that we would have to come back and there would have to be some action taken by the board, because the board already took action saying this is what the budget is. And if you want us to augment it, now the board would have to take action to say we're going to change it and not to leave it up to staff by themselves without any level of transparency or oversight to say, well, let's just do it, as opposed to, no, you need to bring it back to us and we get to make the decision on whether we're going to do it or not. So it makes sense to me. Greg?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of individual questions on different line items, but just on a high-level question for you, I mean, again, I realize you weren't here when this budget was adopted. Mm-hmm. One of my concerns was our debt coverage ratio with the adopted budget, which is why I eventually voted against the budget. Mm-hmm. If we make these adjustments, which you're asking for, according to what you have on here, it puts us down to a 1.24 debt coverage ratio. Last year, our revenues fell short over $600,000 for the year. I remember that number because I was very concerned about it. Now, that was in part because we had a really wet spring last year. And, you know, I mean, it could happen, maybe. I mean, we had this really nice series of storms. What happens if, say, we adopt this mid-year request and let's say our revenues fall short again about $600,000? What's that going to do to our debt coverage ratio? Because it doesn't leave much room for error.
So I'm actually very excited that you asked that question.
Yeah.
It's a question in my mind, and that's why I mentioned the reserve. We're supposed to put money away. The debt coverage ratio, ratio is extremely critical.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not, just to clarify, I am not requesting anything, okay? We are requesting
it. You. Yeah. I'm just saying, as our CFO.
I got into trouble for that historically.
Yeah. So as our CFO, if we add these changes and revenue falls short, are we going to be under that 1.2?
To answer your question, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to make a statement too. Dr. Young. No. You go, Dr. Young.
Go for it. No, okay. Go for
it. Well, you know, we didn't, one of the challenges I have is a procedural challenge. I know there's been technological and a little movement of staff, but, you know, we didn't get this mid-year budget in what I believe to be a timely fashion. We got it, I think I saw it late last night, and the budget committee didn't have an opportunity to review it as well. You know, this is a very serious endeavor. The stewardship with the ratepayer funds is something very critical. And, you know, I don't, usually I'm not in the, you know, like to challenge staff in this kind of way, but it is very concerning that we would get this without sufficient amount of time for us as the board to have an opportunity to really review and making sure that all our I's are dotted and T's are crossed. I don't know how we got here and why we're getting this so late in the process, and we didn't have enough time to review it. And I would like some level of explanation about that, in beginning with the general manager.
We thought we were going to have it out. Can't touch that. We thought we were going to have it out Wednesday. That was the plan, but there were some adjustments that the CFO had to make, and they weren't completed until yesterday afternoon.
When was the finance committee meeting?
Tuesday. I'm going to interrupt you.
Wait, hold on. When was the finance committee meeting?
We met Monday.
Okay, so
I was and Monday I was given a different set of numbers for this.
No. Finance committee met Wednesday.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Wednesday at
1 o'clock.
Okay.
And the plan was to get this out.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I was given a different set of numbers for budget requests, new budget requests, than I got this morning. The budget requests that I specifically asked, what new are you asking for in this budget? You told me that you wanted a senior engineer and that you wanted an associate, also an associate engineer, and that would be all of the new, adjustments.
I told you it would be between $300,000 to $500,000 increase. And you asked me, is that all? I said, between $300,000 to $500,000 increase.
But the question is.
And the positions were taken out.
You're asking to approve a budget that you give us basically this morning. I saw something about 4:30 yesterday, but basically you gave us this morning. And you're asking us to approve it.
We don't have to approve it today. We can.
I know we don't have to approve it, but I'm saying, do you want us to approve it?
The answer is yes, because what we can do is there any way for even though we're in the accrual accounting process, to make these changes internally like we were talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm you know what? I don't, I think right now, I'm taking advice from the members. I don't know if we're really prepared to have this full hearing. I think that we need, as a board, need an opportunity to review and be able to prepare our questions. And staff may need an opportunity to better prepare themselves for this hearing. I'm very inclined to, I don't know where folks are on the 21st, but I'm inclined for us to have to come back and do this again next Saturday, because I haven't had a sufficient amount of time to prepare myself and my questions, and I can tell, I mean, from the dialogue, this isn't where, you know, staff isn't fully prepared either. And Mr. General Manager, I do want to go back before Dr. Taylor. Dr. Young asked his questions. Now, Wednesday, now we have a schedule for the budget process. I know I went back and then I requested Mr. Mandelbaugh, make a budget schedule. We had not had a budget schedule before then. That is one of the responsibilities that you all should have had worked out. Now that we're getting this budget late, I'm very concerned this year for the posting of last year's budget. That didn't happen until, when did the budget get posted on the website? Nassim or Jeremiah, when did the budget get approved for the website? Put on the website, last year's budget.
Probably about a month ago.
Oh, okay. So within the last month, the budget from last year barely got approved and barely got put up to the website. Now we have this budget here, and we're seeming to be behind the eight ball. This, as far as our, you know, we have a range of issues regarding the financial and fiscal management of this organization. We've been subjected to multiple internal and external audits. There has been more than enough notice given and provided and direction provided to this organization and the leadership of this organization regarding these financial matters. And it is starting to become a part of my opinion that the prioritization of our fiscal management is not being taken very seriously. Hold on. It is not being taken very seriously. And I'm very concerned with that situation. It is not something that is going to blow by. I'm tired of hearing multiple reasons why certain things are happening, how it happened, and who did what. That is not something that we can continue to do. I don't know how things operated, but I know this, is that this stuff with our finances and the level of priority that it needs to be given, it needs to be given. And it's not about, you know, trying to block for somebody so somebody can be able to not look bad, but we need to make sure that we're doing what we need to do. And I'm very concerned with receiving this budget so late without giving the board the opportunity to prepare. I am concerned about, you know, direction we're going. I mean, let alone this, the audits and everything else. And so I'm of the mind, let's give them another week, see if this can work. And if that'll be enough time, but we need to be better prepared. And I don't know if we need, you know, additional resources, whatever it is regarding our financial matters, but this needs to be addressed, and it's a top priority of the organization. We're running around talking about, you know, all other kinds of projects, things that may not happen for 30 years, but our budget isn't on time. Mm-hmm. We're talking about all kinds of stuff, but our budget isn't on time, and we haven't complied with the audits, but we want to talk about projects of desalinization. I'm not happy, I'm not satisfied, I'm not okay. And so I just think at this point in time, we need to come back, give it another week. Is it the 21st? Is the 21st? Okay, 21st, okay. So, Ms. Ashe, yes. The 21st, if we can come back to be able to have this meeting. Is there any questions? Do we have a motion on the floor about it?
I move that we extend this special meeting on the budget until the 21st.
Second.
At what time?
At we do it.
9 o'clock is fine with
9
me.
9 o'clock is fine with me. Earlier the better.
9 o'clock.
Okay.
Are there any other, to help the staff, any other instructions that the board members want to see?
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the best way to put it. I mean, I'm as you all know me, those of you who've been around, I'm going to have lots of questions about adjustments within departments. So be prepared to not only tell me about your ones that are over, but also the ones that are severely under. So if you have bills that haven't come in and you're way under for your budget, I may question you about it. So just be prepared to tell us, oh, well, this is still outstanding, so we are going to end up spending that much money. Because I think as we kind of alluded to, you know, if we're asking to increase in other areas, we're going to probably be looking for places which can legitimately be cut. But if you have expenses that just have not incurred yet for the year, just be ready to address those to my and other directors' questions. And, of course, obviously, if you're over on a line item, I'm going to really ask you why. So that's about the only direction I would probably give.
Can I make a recommendation? Since we're here and we all have, you know, we have certain questions that we would like to get answered. Maybe over the course of the next day or two, I can get an email from each of you as to what concerns or what questions you have, so I can prepare myself to respond.
Well, one of the things, and this goes back to the External Affairs Committee meeting that we had this week, mm-hmm. and we were there, and I think Nassim, as best as he could, tried
last
to.
Night.
Last night. The day before? No, it was 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago. Saturday.
Thursday.
Yeah. And like things like the website, yeah, they may want to increase it, but why isn't that waiting till next year? Why is it required for us to address this year?
Correct.
Why are we doing that mid-year versus next year? Why are we, you know, some of the things we can't control, but we're going to want a little more drilling down on even these adjustments that you want us to make as far as why they have to be made right now and versus next year.
I completely agree.
Because, you know, one of the things that we need to do is have a better, you know, overall plan for our organization and all the departments, whether it is, you know, the CFO, accounting, purchasing, engineering, operations, external affairs, public affairs, they all need a better game plan so we can better know what we're investing in on this year-to-year, at least five-year basis. So I do want some drilling down on, you know, what we have to pay for and what can be moved to the full year's budget.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, but I would just say that, to me, mid-year is all about variances, positive and negative.
Yes.
And so if you're way over, if you're way under, I'm going to have questions. So just if – I mean, I just went through and just started highlighting all the ones that look like red flags to me.
Perfect.
So like I said, in a broad sense, I'm looking at those variances. If you're really over or you're really under, that's what I'm going to ask about. When we do the full budget, then it's a whole different kind of questioning. But here it's like, okay, we already adopted an agenda – or not an agenda, a budget. I'm looking at those variances. And then, of course, what you're asking to do about those variances. Because in some cases, you are either using a lot or not much, but you're not asking for any adjustments. So like I said, I'm going to have questions about that. So I can't give you specifics, but just, I mean, it doesn't take long to look through here and see a lot of oddities in that sense. And like I said, sometimes they can be explained that, oh, well, we had a big bill that we already paid for the year, so that's why it's really high. Or we didn't pay it yet. I mean, I have to do the same thing at the hospital every year because I'm doing budgets right now with our CFO at the hospital. He always asks us on one line item. We have to explain to him, we get billed in January. You're looking at December's, you know, data up till December. We haven't got billed yet, so we are going to use all that money. So that's what I'm looking for from you and from the staff, is to be able to explain why some of those things might be really under or really over.
Thank you. Yeah. Let me throw something out there, a recommendation, and we can talk about it since we're here. We're talking about timing and preparation. Normally, around this time, we should be preparing for next year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, if we continue on with the mid-year, it's going to definitely push preparation of next year's budget even further away. And this is one of the most important decisions that the board votes on. And I agree, we need time to prepare. I would put this out there. If we move forward with the budget as adopted with none of these changes that's requesting, mm-hmm. and just, you know, continue on with the adopted budget because the board already adopted, and start preparing next year's budget. Would that be considered?
You know, theoretically, I agree with you. My view of the mid-year budget is to make any adjustments that we need to make, and get a view of where we are, and make any adjustments
tweaks
that we need to make, And then for the full year budget, is a to me is a different process when you look at all the items and examining why are we spending this, what's the revenue, why are we spending this in this area. It's actually setting priorities for the
district.
Organization.
Yes.
I don't see that here. What I see, and I'm just giving you some feedback, what I see here is every manager gets an opportunity to put a little bit of their wish list in the budget, and we go with that without examining what that unit is doing. If we're going to do real budgeting, we're not doing that. I agree with you. If we could not make any adjustments and roll to and spend more time on the annual budget, is good. But I don't know in here if there's some really valid items that needs adjustment. I don't. This wish list here doesn't do it for me.
The adjustments, okay?
You,
the adjustments.
You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
adjustments.
Yeah.
That the board needs to take action on. There's some adjustments that the general manager and the CFO can do within the budget by moving from categories. We outline that very well.
Right.
But I don't know whether these are essential items
right.
or not.
So when you say, are you talking about the new items that we're requesting?
Yes.
Well, and that's what my proposal is. And GM can chime in if he disagrees, but what my proposal is not to increase the budget, spend what was adopted, and at the end of the year, that's when we will, you know, we'll do our end of year adjustments, and then we'll start working towards preparation of next year's budget. Okay. So in next year's budget, then we can include this, you know, whatever it is we're asking for at that time, and we'll be able to you know, outline department's needs, requests, staffing, and everything that you need should be included at from the onset of the budget. At the mid-year, I agree. Mid-year is normally emergencies like this coronavirus. We need to add some money there. But outside of that, it's just adjustments.
Okay. I agree with you. But the question that I have to ask the general manager, are there things that definitely have to be adjusted in the mid-year?
Yes. For example, it's not in the budget for the credit card payments, and we need to bring that before the board.
Well, right, and like the credit card payments. But
right.
Okay,
and
so
and
when were you guys – okay, you know what? I hear you. I understand what you're saying. You know, let us –
but the legal bills, you guys need to know about the credit.
Well,
card.
You know, the legal bills. I don't have a diatribe ready, but I'm preparing. I get a week to prepare it.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think that there's still plenty of things that you and your staff can be doing to prepare for the actual next year's budget. Kind of to what President Hawkins was saying about the need to have a real schedule in place. That us waiting a week on this shouldn't delay that process. I mean, you, I think, have plenty to start working on, start having those conversations with the departments. I mean, there's, I think, still plenty you can do to where we wait a week to really have a chance to look at it. It's not going to derail things, wouldn't you say so?
No, I agree. But
yeah.
What I'm saying is because the budget has already been adopted and vetted back in July, if we don't add this 300, you know, we're still operating within the adopted budget.
Correct. I mean, at this point, we are operating under what was passed.
Right.
Until we pass something different.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I have no issue with that. I mean, obviously, there are adjustments which definitely probably need to be made, but we need time to review that and to discuss that. And so, again, we can have the week to look at it and come back here next Saturday and have our questions and go through it, you know. But again, I mean, you know, there should still be plenty for you to work from as a basis to start working towards next year's budget at this point.
I wouldn't want us to be in a position of spending money in areas that we have not made the board aware of. Okay. And
well, that's nothing to do around here.
Now,
that's nothing new.
Now, one thing which I would ask for, Ricky, because I kind of brought it up in my earlier questioning, can we get a 5-year analysis between budgeted revenue and actual revenue for the last 5 years?
Yes.
Because that's one number I've always been very kind of leery about, that sometimes I feel like we're overestimating what actually is going to come in. And because we're on such razor-thin margins in this budget, I would like to see what has it been like for the last 5 years. Because I know last year we were about 600 grand under at the end of the year, and it really scared me when I saw that.
So just to let you know, I am right there.
Yeah. I'm just saying that since we have a week, if you could have that for us.
I have it prepared. So what I'll do is I will include it in the package. But again, this is, you know, it's very critical, right? And we all need to dedicate the appropriate amount of energy and resources to getting this thing put together.
Okay. Of course.
Correctly and properly.
Which is why we want the additional time.
Are you going to make any major adjustments here, or can I study this?
No, you can take it. I mean, it's yours.
No. Are you gonna make any major adjustments?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say major adjustments,
between now and next Saturday.
Honestly, I don't see any major adjustments outside of the request, because this is the document. All we're going to do is prepare ourselves to respond
to questions.
Right, and what you're saying is I think I understand what you're saying, too. As far as the request for adjustments, we don't really need to request adjustments. We have been advised about, I guess, additional expenditures in those categories, but because we've already adopted a budget, we don't need to do anything else but just giving us notification. Yep. However, going to Greg's point, where there are those variances, and that's the purpose of the mid-year budget, to just make sure we're going down the track the way we're supposed to. That's what I understand a large part about next week should be about, and that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for the year budget, especially at the 2021, that's why we asked for that timeline. Whatever is necessary for us to stay on track and get that done in the timely manner and it's thorough, that's what we want to do. So if there's anything we need to do to make sure that that happens, let us know. If there's any concerns or things we need to consider, let us know. But with that being said, I got another Saturday morning, I guess.
And you emailed them the timeline?
Yes, we did. I did prepare a timeline for the mid-year and then also for next year's.
Yeah.
So that that timeline is still – you know, good.
Okay.
So we need to adhere to that. That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything
President
else?
Channing?
Motion to adjourn.
I'm sorry. I had a first to move the mid-year budget to next Saturday from Dr. Clifford Young. I didn't get a second. And then
You seconded it.
Did I second it?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. I seconded it. And then let's call for the vote.
Okay. Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. All right. There's no motion to adjournment because we're just continuing the meeting to next week.
Oh, boy.